Right now, I am standing in the Surgeons Hall Museum in Edinburgh. It's one of the oldest surgical museums in the world, filled with skulls, saws, and surgical tools that tell the stories of medicine's slow, stumbling progress. And today we're going to talk about one of the oldest, and sometimes the most horrifying, ideas in medicine and surgery, that the best way to treat mental illness was to drill a hole in your head. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist, on site at the Surgeons Hall Museum in Edinburgh, and this is Fork U, Fork University, where we unpack the weird, wild, and too often wrong history of food, medicine, and surgery, and we look at how bad ideas never really die, they just rebrand. Let's start today with trepanation, the practice of drilling or scraping a hole in the skull. It's one of the oldest known surgeries in human history. And here at the Surgeons Hall Museum in Edinburgh, you can see the actual ancient skulls with neat round holes carved into them. Some of these skulls show clear signs of healing, meaning the patients survived. Some of them for a long time. But why did they do it? That's the part we don't know. Maybe they did it to relieve pressure from a head injury. Maybe they thought they were letting out evil spirits. Maybe, just maybe, they figured out by observation that people sometimes got better when they drilled. Were they scientists or shamans? Healers or hopeful butchers? Sadly, that data is lost. But we do have some disturbing data. Today, we do drill holes in the skull, but we do it for some really good reasons. If someone has increased intracranial pressure after trauma, meaning high pressure in their brain, we drill a hole. Or sometimes if they have a subdural hematoma or a brain bleed, we drill a hole to remove the clot to relieve the pressure on the brain so you don't have stroke-like symptoms or lose second grade. And in some severe brain injuries, we even remove a portion of the skull to let the brain swell without compression. So trepanation as a technique isn't the problem. The problem was a lack of understanding about why it worked sometimes and not others. And before we did the research, we made things up. Meaning, we saw it work once and assumed it was always the answer. We saw a survivor and declared it a cure. It's the oldest mistake in medicine, and one we and the public keep repeating. Fast forward to the 20th century. Take Dr. Henry Cotton, a psychiatrist who believed that mental illness came from hidden infections in the body. So what did he do? He had his surgeons remove teeth, tonsils, gallbladders, and pieces of colon to cure psychosis. Many of his patients died, and the rest didn't improve. But he was celebrated in medical journals. He ran a major institution. He lectured. He wasn't a fringe player. He was medicine's main stage, and that's the real horror. Even when evidence showed that his surgeries caused harm, his reputation protected him because confidence often beats data. Hello, Gary Brecka and Paul Saladino. Today, we don't drill holes in the skull to release spirits. But we still try to hack the brain with products that offer less harm, but just as little proof. One of the biggest fears in America today is dementia. So why do people turn to things like lion mane's mushroom? Because it promises to regrow brain cells, boost memory, and prevent Alzheimer's. Some lab studies are promising, but real clinic evidence? Almost none, and has never been repeated. Still, it is a booming industry. A $50 a bottle, memory gummies, mushroom coffee, neurotropics. Meanwhile, two real diets, the Mind and Mediterranean diets, can reduce dementia risk by almost half. But eating well doesn't make anybody rich. We chase the shiny pill and ignore the olive oil. Let's look at orthopedic surgery. Some surgeons offer platelet-derived growth factor for injections. They spin your blood, pull out the platelets, and inject them back. The idea? Boost healing. Help your recovery. The evidence? Weak or absent for most uses. And I should know because I helped publish one of the first studies showing platelet-derived factor help with patients with diabetic wounds. That was valid, but now it's used from everything from tennis elbow to torn knees to post-op shoulders with no proof, but high billing codes. because that is not covered by insurance. So it is a tax on your health care from the orthopedic surgeon to you that you pay for, because the orthopedic surgeon, the person that you have your confidence in, says this will help you heal better and recover faster, and you're just giving your orthopedic surgeon an extra $2,000 to feel good and get a Band-Aid. It's trepanation with better lighting and sterile gloves. As I walk through this museum, one thing is clear. We've always meant well, but meaning well isn't enough. Progress in medicine and surgery means being willing to say we're wrong. It means asking, does this actually help people? Science moves forward when we replace story with evidence. That goes for trepanine and lion's mane mushroom. This episode was written and recorded by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, standing right here in the halls of the Royal College of Surgeons in Edinburgh. You can find references and more at yourdoctorsorders.com and forku.com. And while I am a board-certified surgeon, I am not your physician. If you're tempted by PRP, brain mushrooms, or the next TikTok brain booster, talk to a real doctor and a registered dietitian, not to your chiropractor, not the shaman in Luluman, and not the guy who drilled a hole in your head for clarity. This episode was produced by Simpler Media and the man with more wisdom than any mushroom, Evo Terra. Have a good week. Hey, Evo, if a wellness influencer told you mental clarity comes from drilling a hole in your skull, would you try that? Or do you think a good IPA would serve just as well?
Aye, right, craft beer might be just the thing for you, but you're up there in the Scottish Highlands, so I'd be thinking there, Dr. Simpson, that a nice single malt might be more what you're looking for. I can tell if that's Scottish or pirate. Anyhow.